Lesson 8. Importance of savings and investments. Saving money is like putting some of your money aside for the future. It's like planting seeds today to have trees tomorrow. One of the main reasons we save money is to be ready for unexpected expenses. If your car breaks down or you get sick, having savings can help you pay for these things. Investing money, on the other hand, is like buying a little piece of a business or lending your money to a business or a government. When you invest, you hope to get more money back in the future. There is a big difference between saving and investing. When you save, your money stays the same. When you invest, your money can grow, but it can also go down. This is because investments can be risky. It's important to both save and invest. Savings can help you in the short term, like if you need to buy something soon or if you have an emergency. Investments can help you in the long term, like if you want to buy a house in the future or retire comfortably. How much you should save or invest depends on your needs, your age, and your goals. A young person might want to save for a car or a trip. An older person might want to invest for retirement. Banks can help you save and invest. They offer savings accounts where you can keep your money safe and earn a little interest. They also offer investment products like stocks and bonds, where you can potentially earn more money. Remember, it's always a good idea to have some savings. This is like a safety net that can protect you if something unexpected happens. It's also a good idea to invest if you want to build wealth over time. The key is to start early. The earlier you start saving and investing, the more time your money has to grow. This is because of something called compound interest, which is like a snowball rolling down a hill, getting bigger and bigger. This lesson is designed for economy and finance students at Nakhchivan State University.